Backchat Studios is a part of the Acast Creator Network. Head to backchatpodcast.com.au to sign up as a patron and access all of our merch.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cannot stop him. You can only hope to continue.
Well, the Backchat Basketball Show. Backchat Basketball Show, the penultimate episode of the season. I've only just decided that today. One more episode after this until we take a little break, because we're in no man's land for the basketball season. We've got NBA drafts just happened, free agency is about to open, but then nothing really happens for like a month. So we're going to take some time off. Let's get straight into this one. Jared Badger's here. Hey, Jared, welcome to the basketball show.
Mate, thanks so much for having me. I've been listening to the basketball show the last few weeks. It's been very good. Loving some of the guests you've had on there. And I can't wait to get into the episode with you today. How good.
Mate, basketball is so good. This is the best bloody thing ever. You have your basketball career. I think we've talked about it, you know, off air. It hasn't been the most prolific of times. You and I are both similar in stature. And I mean, you're really strong and fit, but we're not tall guys. How are you linked to basketball? Because you've definitely got some links.
Oh, mate, I'm still 6'1". You bloody get me
6'1".
I'm 6'1". It's just I'm standing next to Will Schofield when we out that dwarfs me. But good. So I've always played basketball. I pretty much played in the same domestic teams from when I was 6 years old to when I was 18. We had a really, really good group of guys that some of them ended up playing state level. Actually went to Willetton High School for 1 year on the basketball program there, which was good.
Nice.
And played for Lakeside Lightning and the Wobble for a few years there, like early junior years. So it's always been like a really big part of my fitness and my lifestyle, and always been following particularly the Wildcats. I'm a little bit into the NBA, but we've always grown up going to the basketball games with Dad. Challenge Stadium with, you know, Sean Redditch and Damian Martin, all these guns, and watching them.
Glory days.
Yeah, the glory days. And then, haven't played the last few years with basketball. I actually had a Body Magic team. That I created. It was called the Body Magics.
Yep.
And it was the bit of the reunion of the domestic childhood team that we hadn't had for a few years. So we got the gang back together, and it all seemed great in theory. Probably after about the first four or five games, you know, this person has to work away, and this and just what domestic sports happens, it kind of fell apart.
Someone's partner gets pregnant.
That's right. Yeah, yep. Exactly. So that sort of thing, and that sort of fell apart. But the Body Magic, they kept playing even when I wasn't part of the team. The Body Magic was still going. So technically, I was like an owner, a manager. I was
I'm
like the Jackie Moon of the Body Magics. Basketball on a Wednesday night.
What rec center were you playing in?
Willetton.
I reckon I played the Body Magics. I feel like it did. I played a couple of seasons at Willetton, the only place I've been threatened to have a fight in the car park, which is pretty a lot of worries. We played, it would have been like B grade, I reckon, B or C at the most. Did you ever play, was it like an A grade team or?
No, we played, I think it was B or C as well. We're probably in the same league, bro.
I reckon we definitely beat you every single time as well. You've played basketball as a junior, but then you do a lot of training as well with like basketball athletes, because I assume every sport has like a nice little niche of how you train athletes, but you do a lot of basketball stuff. So tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So I trained guys from all sorts of different sports and backgrounds. I've got a lot of the football guys that come through. But one of my long clients that I've had for quite a long time has been Nick Kay, that played for the Wildcats. We met back in, I reckon it was 2018, 2019. We actually just met at the Perth Wildcats end of year piss up bowl. So we were there. We just hit it off. He actually lost a bet to me that if he lost this bet, that he had to come and do a training session. So he's a man of his word. So he came down, he did the training session, and we just sort of hit it off since then. And whenever either Nick's in town for his off season, or when he was playing for the Wildcats in the off season and staying here, we would be training together. So we'd be in the gym. With him, it's usually we're just like lifting weights, just because he's got so yep. many other commitments that he does. He does like skills work at 6:30 in the morning with one coach, and then he comes and lifts, and then he does scrimmages with a few guys, and then he's got, you know, this practice and that practice. So he's got lots of actual basketball prep that he goes and does outside of the sessions that we do as well. But we mainly just focus on the strength side of stuff. I've worked with loads of other basketball athletes, ones that have been sort of up and coming, some SBL athletes. And that is really, like you said, it goes into a little bit more of the sport-specific stuff. So whether that's helping improve their vertical jumps, their agility, even just their endurance in a game, and then also strength work as well, depending on, you know, what they're wanting to work on, if they need to put on a bit of size to help them in whatever their position is and that sort of thing. And I was actually just recently down in Kalgoorlie, lovely place, and visiting a friend down there, and his girlfriend plays for the Kalgoorlie Giants team. She's the captain down there.
That regional basketball was big. Like, that's a big deal down there.
Yeah. It's like, it's the thing. So she's the captain. She's a gun. Amy Borchette, her name is. And I took the team for like a little strength and conditioning workout when we were down there and did that. And everybody is very different as to what you want to work on. So like I said, someone like Nick that is already, you know, he's already a player. I mean, you don't really need to, you know, help too much with that. It's just more about either maintaining what he's got or working on a little bit of different things whilst he's got some more time in the off season versus the junior players that come through. It's maybe looking at, okay, cool, is there anything about your body composition that we can change to make you better at the sport? Whether that's, do you need to drop some weight, or do you actually need to put on some weight, or do you need to work on your endurance because you're not able to run out a game, or are you needing to be a little bit more athletic? So there's all those different things that go into it, and it is very individual depending on what the person is after and how they're wanting to improve.
Yeah, nice. I know, like, over time, different fitness body shapes have sort of dominated NBA, so like or basketball generally. So you found that like late 90s it was like big bodies, heavy guys, strong, they like push their weight around. And then you see then into the thousands of changes, and I'll even like you look back in the last 5 years at someone like LeBron James, right? So he has probably 7 years ago he was this huge tank, right? He was so strong. Then as like things sort of changed and diets became sort of more popular in terms of like the certain type of diets, a lot of these bigger athletes slimmed down. Is that sort of like a general thing that happens across all sports?
Yeah. So I think that's actually, it's to do with age big time actually. So actually with LeBron's one, I actually heard, I can't remember if it was a podcast or it was an article I was reading, but it was the trainer that he works with. So pretty much exactly like he said, he used to have this really big muscular frame, really big and a big, powering up overall. He still does, but you know, was a little bit bulkier. So the reason why when you get a little bit older that you kind of tend to see these guys, they drop a little bit of weight, is to actually put less stress and less pressure on their knees and their hips and their back. So if you think about it, if LeBron James jumps and he weighs, I don't even know what he weighs, 110 kilos say, or probably more, but anyway, he jumps up and hits the ground, the force that he's hitting the ground, that's quite a bit. So save your knees, save your joints, aches and pains, all the sort of, you know, bits and pieces that happens as you become a little bit older in your sport. If you're actually able to drop a little bit of that weight, you've just reduced the pounds of pressure that's actually coming down for every move that you do. So it can actually prolong your career if you actually back it off a little bit. Because then you see guys like a Shaq, right? Massive.
Yeah.
He's always so injury prone because he's carrying around all this extra weight, and there's just so much pressure the whole time that he's, you know, running around and getting bumped and all that sort of thing. So you kind of tend to see that when the athlete gets a little bit older, they start to trim down a little bit to help with that. It's almost like a bit of injury prevention.
Yeah. You reckon like Zion Williamson, right? Huge guy, right? Power. His whole game is built on power, athleticism, but he hasn't been able to like stay on the court for long periods of time, like in terms of games played. Is he someone, he surely has to do something about his body shape, right? Otherwise, he's not going to survive.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, he was the short amount of time. Well, sort of this year for the NBA, the team I was really excited to watch was actually the Pelicans. I loved it. It was Zion and Dyson and Jose. It was great. But like you said, Zion just couldn't stay on the court. And definitely big time it comes down to the conditioning side of things. I think, though, from last season to this season just gone, he actually trimmed down a little bit of weight, though. I think that was like quite a positive for him to come out for the season, which was good. But still, a long, long way to go. And like I said, it's just like when you're doing a movement in a game, and when you look at it in a week and a month and over a whole season, how much repetitive movement that you do from jumping or pushing off or sideways. Of course, if you've got more weight, it's just going to put so much more pressure on everything. There's just more things that can actually go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. So you touched on the Pelicans. Are they sort of your team at the moment? Do you have an NBA team?
I'm more just – I really like the Lakers. I know. Really.
That's all we have time for today. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. You're a Lakers guy. Okay.
Yeah, like the whole history of everything is just so great. Like whenever you just watch any of the documentary, even for stuff that I wasn't around for, you watch the Magic stuff, your Kareem going around. It's just the whole history of it. You're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So I think that's really got me for my NBA team. But in terms of the ones I like to watch the most for this year, it was definitely the Pelicans. I was loving it. Zion. Being so powerful and doing these amazing dunks, and then watching Dyson Daniels start to get some time. And
Australian guy.
Yeah, yep. Start to develop. That was really good. And then Jose. Oh, that is just.
The snake.
Grand Theft Auto. He is just the best. And just be hiding behind. I was watching two games that he'd be doing the little move that he does where he's hiding behind the baseline and just sneaks up around through them, which is pretty awesome. I love that.
I feel like I relate to him more than anyone in the league because he's obviously a very good basketball player, but I wasn't and still not. But I would use things like that. Cheap tactics,
just those little defensive annoying ones. Exactly,
that's right. That's all I could bring to the team, and that's what I was going to do. What about so you're a bit of a Pelicans guy, so I'm a Mavs fan. People that listen to the show hear about it to the F degree about how much I talk about the Mavs, and they're so bad. It's like at the moment, being a West Coast fan, all I can do is talk about West Coast Eagles and they're that bad. But the Dallas Mavericks, so we just drafted a couple of good guys. Derek Lively, the second good name, an even better name, Omax Prosper.
That is that's true. Yeah,
his real name is Omaxius, Oliviera Maxim. Yeah, I'm not even going to try, but Prosper. Couple of good guys, excited about what they're doing. They also got a player from the Sacramento Kings, so they've tooled up a bit. It'll be interesting to see what they do in free agency. Do you like to follow the sort of news side of basketball? Do you get into that, Twitter and things like that?
You know what? I've never, ever had a Twitter account in my life, but I don't
really.
No, never. It just never got me for some reason. It's just another stream of things that I just do not.
It's a lot of shit.
So, yeah, I bet. I'm really into watching all the Australian guys. So, I'm a massive Wildcats fan. We've been a member since I was year six or something. So we've always been to the games there, and it's always good seeing the guys that have been through the NBL system, and you love seeing them of where they go. It's even going back to, James Ennis when he came here and he's gone back and started the NBA, all the Boomers guys that sort of come in and out, Dante Exum, Patty Mills. I love watching Patty play. He's unreal. Landau this year has been good just to see how he's gone. Australian guys that are in the NBA now. There's just so much to keep following.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so good, and it makes good for our Boomers team that will eventually start to make some noise in the World Cup, and as I get more and more in the next couple of years playing the Olympics and things like that, which is pretty exciting. You've spent a bit of time with Luke Travers in the past. You had him on your podcast, which is Fat Chat by Body Magic. Shout out to Fat Chat by Body Magic, part of our Back Chat crew, fam, whatever we call it. So he was a really interesting case because he played in the NBL at the Wildcats and then got selected by the Cavs. What did he talk about with that process? What was that like for him?
Yeah, he actually went into a lot of depth with that actually, and was talking exactly how pretty much him and his agent from the year and a half before him actually nominating for the draft, it was this very strategic and structured plan that went into place for him to get that opportunity. So it was even things from, you know, the individual skills that he was working on, the coaches in the off season that he was working with, and then also just making the most and how he was sort of dealing with the pressure of even having some of the NBA scouts that were coming on over and watching the Perth games in person, particularly looking at him and all his skill sets and what he could do. So it was really interesting to hear all of that. And then obviously the actual draft process as well, like on the actual draft night.
Yeah.
He said he's gone on over. It was just like an absolute whirlwind of a few weeks where you're literally being flown around to every city to do workouts here, workouts there. You're doing training sessions, you're doing fitness tests, you're doing all these different things. And you don't even have time to kind of relax and chat with the guys that are around you almost just because you're just flying straight to the next place, which was just so crazy to hear. And then he actually found out, he tells the full story on the Fat Chat podcast episode, but he found out in a hotel room by himself that he was going to the Cavs. And
that's huge.
And his agent only called him up probably 2 minutes beforehand before it happened and said, you know, welcome to the NBA. And
awesome.
Then it sort of happened from there, which is pretty crazy. And he said that the workouts after that he was able to do with the Cavs and some of the preseason stuff with the summer league that he was involved with were just like insane. He said next level of talent and guys that are, you know, maybe fringe NBA guys that he's playing up against, they're like dropping all these points on him and he's having to really sort of level up everything. And it was sort of a bit of a, all right, this is what I have to do to get to the next level. So he's so impressive though. I mean, all the work that he's done personally with everything, skill side of basketball and also the mentality and the sports psych work that he's been able to do as well. I thought that was one of the most interesting things. So he reckons that what he's been working on most for the season just gone with the Wildcats was visualization. And he reckons he's sitting there in a timeout. If there's a play being drawn up, he's literally closing his eyes for a few seconds before he's getting up onto the court for whatever the play might be.
And yeah, right.
Visualizing in his head, getting the ball, setting his shot up, setting his feet, the ball going through the hoop. And that's when he started to see all this really big progression on the back end of last year when he really started to string all those great games together. And he improved his three-point shooting from, I think it was about 30 or 40%. And then he finished off the year, the back end of the year, shooting 60% from three. And it was not necessarily of all any other physical work that he was doing, but it was the actual visualization and sports psych work that he was working with at the time. So I thought that was super interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
The more guys that I'm talking to from all sorts of different sporting codes, the more it comes into of how much is actually up here when it comes to the confidence and their performance and actually getting out there and, you know, making the most of all the opportunities that they get. It's pretty cool.
That is cool. So I feel like you're telling me that I could have made it. I could have been a better basketballer if I just visualized more.
Visualize the ball going through the hoop, Dan, and then it would have happened.
Damn, what a shame. That's really annoying. I wish I knew that 10 years ago. You could be interviewing me about getting drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
It's not too late. On one of these little vertical jump programs, and then maybe we can.
We're going to talk about vertical jump in a minute. I'm really like, because so I know you're going to laugh at this. You're going to think I'm lying to you. But there was a period of time where I used to be able to jump off 1 foot and touch the rim. And like, if I could, I could almost dunk like a small softball. Like I could actually get, like I had a good jump for someone my size. Can't do that anymore. You know, I did my ACL, broke my ankle. There's a lot of reasons I'm fat and, you know, out of shape. There's plenty of reasons why, but I want to find out how I can get back to that. Do you know about with Travis, is he playing summer league again this year? Is that what? Yeah, sweet.
So
obviously it's just he signed with the Melbourne United now, so no longer at the Wildcats, but still gets that opportunity with the Cavs.
Yeah, so when we did the interview with Luke, so he was staying in Perth for like a month. He was just sort of chilling about for a little while. And then he was heading on over 2 days after we did the episode to Melbourne just to literally do a workout, say hi to everyone, check on in.
Yep.
And then 2 days after that, he was over to America and he's been there since and just
awesome.
Working with some coaches there doing the workouts with the Cavs and all the summer league stuff and all that sort of thing. So he said it was a really busy, super busy period. He was obviously picking up everything that he's had in Perth and moving it all to Melbourne. And then, you know, straight from that to America and just doing this big stint over there. The basketball lifestyle is absolutely crazy for the international guys that play in, you know, the leagues here. Nick in the leagues that he's played in Europe and Japan and all this sort of stuff, the travel that goes into it, and you're here, you're there. It's just crazy. And it's just sort of stuff that I guess like Australian sport, football being the biggest sport, you're locked in. You're locked in here. You don't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Basketball, there's just so many more avenues and so many more leagues that everybody can sort of, you know, pivot this way, pivot that way, and go on in and have all these other great opportunities. Just so much going on that you just got to be ready to go the whole time.
Yeah. You've been spending a bit of time with Nick Kaye recently. I've seen you on your Instagram lifting weights. He's looking strong. Is he, what's he doing? Is he kind of playing for the Wildcats? Any insights on Nick Kaye's movements?
Yeah, so he's just signed another year with his team in Japan. The Shimane Magic. I went on over there in December and checked that out and stayed with him for a little bit, which was super good fun. He is a rock star over there. Like he is the guy. He sucks the air out of the room whenever he walks into a restaurant. Everyone is just, you know, because he stands out big time.
He's a big guy.
He's 6'9", walks in a room in Japan, and he's a lot taller than everybody else over there. So, the fans and everything over there are awesome. His club he's got there is really good. He's loving it over there. So he signed one more year there, but he comes back here for all of his off seasons. And we train together, which is good fun. So, always happens though, because during the year for whatever sport anybody ever plays, the preseason is when you can really go hard in the gym and you work on PBs and you get, you know, your strength up, your power up and whatever. And then during the year, that kind of like fades away a little bit because you're just trying to recover to get up on game day on the weekend. And that's really what the goal is, just to perform on the game day. So, and over in Japan, there's not a real big strength and conditioning culture with the basketball clubs there. Like the gym facilities, they're okay, but they're not like here. Here's pretty good.
Right.
So he comes back whenever he comes back from overseas for a bit. I always, for the first couple of weeks, I've always got him. We're training it's 2 weeks on the dot every single time. And I'm going beautiful. I'm enjoying the 2 weeks going, oh, come on, Nick, I'm doing this one.
Pick up some.
And then 2 weeks on the dot, he's overtaking me and there's no way I can keep up with anything he does.
He's a beast.
He's a proper beast and he's so dedicated and he just hates losing. Like he's just, he's not like one of these ones that like gets really dirty about it. It's like, it's just in, you could just, it's ticking in his head the whole time that I'm going to get you the next one. And he's been so nice about it, but I'm going to get you the next one. So I think that's why he's been able to do such amazing things. And he's got the Boomers camp coming up as well.
Yeah.
In I think that's like August or something like that, that the Boomer squad gets together and they start doing their training camp and whatever, and then they'll select the team for the World Cup. So hopefully gets through that, and they've got a few games over in Melbourne. I think there's two or three games that they play a couple of countries.
Nice. One other thing that recently I've seen you be doing is talking to Corey Homicide Williams. He over in Perth is he's like a villain, I don't know, like an evil genius. I think what he does generally, he's just smart, the smart businessman, the smart marketing guy. He knows what buttons to push. What was that like chatting to Homicide? So that's just come out today. So this is a Wednesday, and both Basketball Show and Fat Chat come out on the same day. So that's available now. You can go listen to that in full. Tell us, what was it like chatting to Homicide?
It was awesome. So I tell this on the pod to him as well. One of the core memories I've got being at Challenge Stadium, Wildcats fan, it was like 2008 or 2009, and the Townsville Crocs were playing the Townsville Crocs, and Corey Homicide Williams in the last quarter goes absolutely off. It was actually John Riley as well, who's now the coach of the Wildcats. He got like something like 8 threes or something, or 10 threes in that game. Like he just all of a sudden lit it up. And they blew this big lead, the Wildcats, and Homicide Williams gets this big dunk with a couple of seconds to go to ice the game. After the dunk, he takes his shirt off in Challenge. So
I've seen that video.
And he's like this, and I'm 12 years old. I'm going, fuck you, Homicide. Put up the stands at Challenge Stadium, because they were like, they're not like a proper arena. They're shaking.
Yeah. They're like those wooden things.
They're shaking. The place was going. I'm not joking. Right. Almost sent the place into a riot. Like it was, I've never seen anything like it. And that was one of the memories that I've got from back at the Challenge Stadium day. So when I reached out to him, I said that in the message. I was like, hey, Corey, because I've not met him before. I didn't really have a, you know, an in either, like anybody knew him. And I just said, mate, this is one of the memories I've got. And he went, oh, bro, those are the days. Yep, when are we doing this? When are we doing this chat? Oh, great.
That's good.
Which was good. So, but no, it was so good. He's such a character. And like he said, he knows what buttons to push, and he likes being just on the edge and that controversial person in the NBL space. So he loves having a very strong opinion. And he goes into all of that and sort of why he does that. And it's been something that he's been doing since his playing days, really, even from getting from club to club, he was saying, just making the most of the opportunities that he was given for whatever team. And he just wanted to make sure that everybody remembered who he was on the court. And there was another story he was telling about that. I asked him about trash talking and about, have you got any stories about that? And he goes, mate, he goes, every game was trash talking. He goes, I would, before every single game, I'd walk up to someone in the crowd who's sitting courtside and I'd say, what's your name? And he'd say, oh yeah, I'm Corey. I'm going to fucking beat you guys tonight or whatever. I'm going to drop 40 on you tonight, whatever. Is that, I pick two people and go up and do it to them every single game. And he goes, at least two people walking away and going, oh yeah, I remember when Homicide came to town. He is such a character, such an entertaining listen. If you like basketball and you just want to have a bit of a laugh as well, it is classic, and he can really, really tell a story. So entertaining. It was a really good one. So make sure you go check that out over at Fat.
For sure.
I think it's one of the best ones I've done so far. It's really, really good.
Funny thing about so Will Schofield, who we do a lot of podcasts with, he's not really a basketball guy at all. It's probably fifth, sixth, seventh down on his list of sports that he follows. Like I assume he probably follows lacrosse more than he does basketball. So he's very limited knowledge of basketball. And he was, you know how Homicide's Instagram handle C Homicide?
Yes.
He started following us recently on our channel. He just said like, Chomicide just started following us because it says C Homicide and Chomicide. So now everything of Corey, I just think of Chomicide as as his name. All right, so we talked about hops before, right? So give me some stuff that I can do I know I'm never going to dunk the basketball, right? Like it's not physically possible for me to get enough hops to dunk. Is that true? I don't think I'm physically gifted. Well, without learning that, right?
Yeah, it's. I think that obviously when you're actually shorter to the ground, you have to jump higher. So that makes something a little bit trickier, but definitely not impossible to improve your jump. So like if you're wanting to improve it in terms of stuff that you can go do either at home or at the gym or just like regular things that you kind of want to work on, it's really just about making yourself a little bit more explosive. So how you can do that is the obvious answer is the move that you're trying to do is pretty much just a vertical jump. It's just like a big jump squat.
Yep.
And what you'd want to be targeting is your quads, your glutes, and your calves. They're sort of the main three muscle groups that are really helping you to get a vertical jump and improve that. So what you can do if you were to do it at home or you wanted just a little routine to do, you don't have to do much to get better at power stuff. It's actually better to do a little bit less. So if you do a whole session of, you just want to do half an hour of jumping and I'm jumping over this and that and doing all these crazy explosive things, you're not going to actually get the benefit of helping you improve the power so much. You're actually just like, you're actually doing the opposite. You'd be doing it the other way. You're reducing your power because you're trying to do it over a longer period of time.
Right.
So the key to getting better at power is doing less. So do pick like two exercises at the start of any session that you do and just do three sets and do a max of six reps. And in between the sets, you can have loads of rest. Have like 3-4 minutes rest. Really chill out in between. Just because when you do something as explosively and as powerfully as you can, so a jump squat or a box jump, for example, once you've done five or six of those, you're pretty gassed, right? Like you need quite a bit of rest to be able to get your body back to that potential to do it again. So the key for power is only doing a few sets to start on off with, because that's actually going to improve what your maximum power is going to be and also have a lot of rest in between. So other moves that you can do, box jumps are great. And just keep increasing the height that you are doing those box jumps at, and just do it nice and steady and slow. Other good ones are like jump squats, alternating jump lunges. So off one knee and like spinning on and catching yourself into the next one like that. Like pencil jumps, a great one for your calves. So that's like where you're standing quite still and you're just using your slight bend in your knee. and you're more just using your calves to spring yourself up with almost straight legs.
So that, like a pogo stick.
Exactly right. So that's more targeting like your lower legs, like your calves and your Achilles and that sort of thing to help you with that. So those three moves are great to start on off with to do. Three sets of like six to eight of them, no more than that. Lots of rest in between, and that'll really help. And then if you want to go like that next level, so if you're talking to someone that's pretty experienced in the gym, and they're doing, you know, plyometric jumping stuff and doing jump squats and that sort of thing, the next step to that is you can start to load it up a little bit. Now, how you do it with load is you just add some weight. So a good rule, if you're doing any power stuff and you want to increase the weight that you're doing, only do it by about 30% of what you can do the maximum of that exercise. So example, if you're doing a box jump and you wanted to wear like a weights vest or something like that, only do 30% of the weight that you could do something like a back squat for. So it's like a similar move, whatever the max is, 30% of whatever the max is.
That's a good rule. Yeah. That's easy.
Yep.
I could do that. I could start, I reckon I could touch the rim and pull it down. That'd be a good goal. I could do that.
The problem that I've always got, like yourself, Dan, is gripping the ball. My hands are not...
The palming it palm. Enough to get it over the rim.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then, like, if you really want it, you've got to go even higher. So it's like, you know, I'm already on the limit with how I can get up to
that
as well.
And that's also through the legs and, like, backwards dunks. Like, you know, that's just another layer.
Exactly.
It just makes it even harder and harder. One last thing we'll cover. You've got an app coming out really soon. I'm really excited about that. We've been talking about it on Backchat as well. Tell us about the app. How far away is it? How do you get involved?
Yeah, so it is literally being migrated over. It's being switched over as we were. It actually happened last night, and it's just finishing all the last little final touches with it, which is super exciting. So it's been – I've had the platform I had before that for like almost 4 years, and we've just done like a major upgrade and all the features, all the content that's in there, and also just sort of like the teachings and the process of our how we do the whole process of everything. So what we're really about is more just doing the little things every day. So we're not looking at like giving you, it doesn't matter how perfect the meal plan is or how perfect the workout program is. It's more about trying to find out what we can actually get you to do each and every day just to get that little 1% better, and to not make it so much of an effort when you're actually going to the gym or you're trying to diet or you're trying to improve your vertical jump or, you know, your whatever it is of your sport. It's more about just doing those little daily 1%ers and working through that with you to see how we can improve and hardly be any effort at all. So it's been super exciting. We've got new recipes on there. There's like 60 plus recipes, some great meals on there that you can cook. They're all included. The workout programs, you track your weights, progress pages, you upload your pics. It'll send you reminders and updates of how your progress has been going for your workouts, for your measurements, for your weight. We've got a group chat feature so we can, you know, link everybody in. We'll announce that a little bit later, exactly what we're doing with that. And we're going to create this real great online community, and it's going to be awesome. Super excited. It's been a massive task, it's all coming together, and it's all going to be all over Backchat, Fat Chat, every podcast that we got down the studios, and I'm super excited to have everybody on board very, very soon.
Yeah, sweet. I can't wait. That's gonna be good. So I've got like some strength goals, some fitness goals, and you know, the other thing that I set a big goal at the start of the year, and I'm progressing really nicely with it. I wanted to learn to spin a basketball on my finger.
Yes.
And it's really annoying for the guys that work with at the studio because I spent half the day just doing it and like it fumbling off and hitting things, like knocking
the microphone over. And...
yeah, constantly. So by the end of it, I'm going to be like, you know, a mature age, undrafted guy that's like pushing for a C grade team, I reckon. I'm going to get back on the court.
Funny you say that, because we've actually got a little project as well with the online platform with Bryce Cotton that's going to be out after the Fat Chat stuff and after the back stuff. We're going to do that and hit that hard. But you know what? Might be able to help you with some of those little skills.
Okay.
I think we might have to get to the basketball podcast and talk a little bit about that program and what's included with that, which would be good.
That sounds good. All right, Backchat Basketball Show. Hello at backchatpodcast.com.au is where you can email us. Backchat_basketball is us on Instagram. Like I said, this is the second last week of the season. How long are we going to take off? I don't know, maybe 4 or 6 weeks. When basketball things come and go, in, you know, by the end of what month are we in? June. So by the end of July, I think start to heat up again. honestly, you don't want to hear me dribble about no basketball for 4 to 6 weeks. It's hard enough to listen to me as it is when it's the peak basketball season. Second last episode next week. Not sure who is on for sure. I'm trying to throw Greg Heyer back in because it's been a minute since, I think it's been 10, 15 episodes. Greg was a regular guy.
Yep.
Been traveling. So we're going to try to get Greg back. I've been pushing to get Jesse Wagstaff.
Does he do much like chatting on pods and stuff, or is he
No, he doesn't. That's why it's a struggle, because it's convincing him to do something he doesn't really want to do, which is completely fair enough. But keep an eye on our socials. We'll put out a post in the next few days of who's going to be on the show next week. But Jared, thank you. Thanks for helping me. I feel better at basketball already.
That's good. That's what.
And again, check out Fat Chat by Body Magic. There's a really good chat with Homicide. Reese Vague was another good one. Luke Travers is another good one. Bryce Cotton's another good one. There's so many good basketball chats.
Yeah, the Bryce Cotton one is awesome. That was probably one of my favorite things I've done.
It's all time. I've heard it.
It's really, it looks like a Netflix documentary that they're filming of. It looks bloody awesome. And we've got Ben Air coming out in a few weeks' time as well. It's just signed for Southeast. I've got Nick on next week as well. What to do on a few weeks. So yeah, it's gonna be a big lot of basketball stuff coming your way for Down the Back Chat Studios.
For sure. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That episode from Backchat Studios lives on the Acast Creator Network. If you want to sign up as a patron or access all of our merch, head to backchatpodcast.com.au.